At Ability Chiropractic, we believe every child deserves to grow up healthy, strong, and connected to the incredible power within their own body. From infants to adults, our doctors specialize in purposeful chiropractic care that restores balance between the brain and body, helping you and your family live and heal the way you were designed to, naturally. Families across Columbus are choosing to build lifelong wellness from the start. Discover what true health feels like at Ability Chiropractic. Schedule your visit today at abilitychiro.com.
Hey, if you've suffered an injury in an accident and would like a free case review, make sure you call the super team at Daspit Law Firm. Free consultations are available 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. Dial 713-CALL-NOW. That's 713-CALL-NOW. Or you can go to the website, daspitlaw.com.
Live from the Huntington Bank Studios, it's John and Lance
on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5.
Good Friday morning, everybody. John and Lance along with Del for the next 3 hours here on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5. And, man, it got weird with Mac Rhodes. So Mac Rhodes is the former University of Houston athletic director, then went to Missouri, then went to Baylor. He has stepped down now as the Baylor athletic director and as the head of the college football committee. He was the guy that was speaking after the college football committee voted, and you got explanations on why people were everywhere and whatnot. But this is such a weird story. I mean, I don't get it. So he grabbed the arm of him. He was pissed off that they're playing Arizona State. Baylor's playing Arizona State. And this player was wearing a yellow sleeve. A yellow sleeve, which Baylor is yellow. So why was he pissed off about a yellow sleeve that the player and a coach allegedly was wearing, too, had some kind of a yellow on, and Mac Rhodes pulled him aside, grabbed him by the back of the neck and the arm, and he was pissed off at him too. But this is reason to lose your job or to step down as athletic director?
I don't understand, there's a lot more to it. His behavior on the sideline was supposedly really bad. It was an undershirt, which was long sleeve and came out from under. It was a gold undershirt. There was something about that was not one of the colors. There's obviously something else to this. And I know that the way, apparently he just really lost his cool on the sideline with Trigg, the tight end, Michael Trigg, who's going to be probably a day two pick. There's something there. I don't know what it is. On the surface, you just think, wait, this is about the color of an undershirt you wear and all that. But I guess his reaction and behavior rose to a level of checking into that. I don't know what it is. I just know, I mean, I read a little bit about it, but I think there's probably more behind the scenes. You lose your college football playoff, like the head of the college football playoffs. Now, Hunter Yurecek takes over, who used to be
former University of Houston.
Yeah. Where is he at right now? He's AD at Arkansas. So he takes over. I mean, I don't know that it's going to change anything, but it's an interesting story because that's the AD at Baylor and the head of the college football playoffs. So they made that change yesterday. Mac stepped away.
Apparently he had not only Trigg, he had the Baylor coaches, Dave Aranda. There was all kinds of stuff going on at that football game.
Mm-hmm.
But what a weird thing. Mm-hmm. I saw yesterday that he was stepping down. I mean, we didn't even mention it on the show. It's like, or he's stepping aside, whatever. But now, I mean, he loses his job. He loses the college football playoff committee.
Hasn't lost his job.
Well,
he's taking a leave of absence right now. He's not. I don't want to.
Did he step down from Baylor as well? Well, Outkick is reporting this has nothing to do with anything regarding the Baylor football program or Michael Trigg. They're saying the allegations the reason why he's taking a leave of absence is because he was involved, according to Outkick, in a relationship that doesn't represent the Christian beliefs of the university.
Oh.
That is what OutKick is reporting.
Now what do you got to say, John? Now what do you got to say for yourself?
Well, I don't know.
What is John? What?
I don't have source, anything.
Now, because he grabbed somebody's arm or grabbed something else?
I don't know. I don't know if that's that either, but it's according to them, OutKick, it's centered around his involvement in an outside incident that breaks school's Christian standards.
Here it is from the Dallas Morning News. It says the university spokesman told Dallas Morning News that the leave is unrelated to that sideline incident, actually. So it's not that. Now, I also read yesterday it was unrelated to anything Title IX, which would typically Title IX falls under what you're talking about, Dale. But Baylor's conducting an investigation into separate allegations which the university was made aware of. On November 10th, the allegations do not involve Title IX allegations, NCAA rule violations, student welfare, or the football program. The university declined to comment further on the nature of the allegations. Hmm. So there you have it. That's why he stepped down.
Huh.
So it's
That's different.
It's not a gold undershirt.
That's different. That is something that is not related to what color sleeves.
No, apparently not. I mean, that was a little kerfuffle, too.
Yeah.
But that didn't, it's not going to cost anybody anything like that.
Yeah. No, that's not. That's why I thought how strange. That's what, you know, Yahoo and everybody, that's what they're reporting. And I'm like, what? This is not now. Now it makes sense. Now it makes sense that, you know, he's stepping away.
There was always something else there.
He's taking a leave of absence, which means he's out. He's going to be done.
Could be. They're investigating.
Right. We've seen that before. Portland in town tonight, and for the Rockets, got Portland and then Orlando on Sunday. All right, so Rockets basketball is back, and this is everything about this start that the Rockets have. I mean, they're on pace for a 55-win season, which is something that they haven't done in forever.
2018.
2018,
that's when they broke their record. Most wins in a season.
Oh, that's right. Yeah. 18, yeah.
The Chris
Paul. With James year. And, yeah.
Yeah, they had like 60. It's the highest win total ever in Rockets history.
55?
No, 60-something that year.
Oh.
Yeah.
Yeah.
They had a ton of wins in 2018. That's right. They were really good, and then James said, I don't want to play with Chris Paul. Mm.
And James Harden won the title that year.
MVP right? title.
No, he won the NBA, right?
No.
James Harden won.
We would remember.
They won 65 games.
They were 60. The one seed.
They were a one seed, won 65. They were 65-17.
And then they beat the Warriors in the playoffs.
Never done that.
They lost.
And went on to win the NBA title.
Nope. Were you at the parade, John?
But 55 wins is a pittance compared to 65. Just letting you know, James still lords over you.
I know you may not remember.
Well, you're on pace. That doesn't mean that's the final tally.
That's all it's going
to
be.
I know you may not remember your hat, your title championship hat, because you gave it to Gilbert.
I did.
So I can understand why you think there was a title there, because you just assume you gave your hat to Gilbert.
On that team, did you remember Nene was on that team? He made a little appearance. His 15th year in the league, Nene was on that team. Do you remember a gentleman by the name of Aaron Jackson? I do not. He was a rookie. Or Demetrius Jackson. Do you remember Joe Johnson, a 16-year veteran?
I saw Joe.
Yeah.
Was on that team. And Trevor Ariza, a 13-year veteran. They were old as F.
Yeah, but they won games.
Yeah, they did. And then they all went to the home.
Well, and we're going to be looking.
They're not in a home.
Gerald Green, 10-year vet that year.
Yeah. Gerald Green he had 17 more years to go after that year.
Well, so, Gerald did play a while now.
He did play a long time.
Gerald played, he played till he was 33.
You know what? I got on board with, I did.
Gerald only played 12 years. It feels like he played 23 years.
Oh, my God. But he was on a different team every year, wasn't he?
I mean, plenty. Yeah. Boston, Houston, Phoenix, Miami, Indiana, Dallas, Minnesota, New Jersey. Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, that's fun. That team I remember, I've always said we're in James Harden purgatory.
I don't know. That team was pretty good.
That was really good. It got me. That team made me a believer.
Mm-hmm.
And then I said, no, I was right.
Mm. Well, because the next year they got, you know, because it didn't. Well, Chris Paul had injuries the next year, and then they couldn't get along. They only played together 2 years. And that was the beginning of the end when they traded Chris Paul. It spiraled towards, and it had to go to its complete death and destruction before they could rebuild and rise like the Phoenix, rise from the ashes.
You think they're the Phoenix right
now? They're rising
when,
from
when
the ashes.
In fact, we're Houston.
Actually, they're rising from the ashes. That's what they've done. This is not the same version that had a bunch of olds. Well, they've got some olds
got
on this team.
Olds.
They got a couple. They're extremely young with a couple of olds, but the olds typically do their job, except Uncle Jeff. Uncle Jeff's just out there kicking back in a lawn chair, drinking beer, just talking trash to people. That's Uncle. That's what he strikes me as, that uncle who's just like, let me tell you something, young buck. Just yelling at people from the side. Yeah, take your old raggedy ass off the backcourt, Uncle Jeff. I see Uncle Jeff out there working. I love him.
Uncle Jeff fights with everybody before the game.
What do you mean?
In the layup
shadow
line.
Box.
Oh, he does?
The shadow box.
I haven't noticed that.
You haven't seen that?
I haven't noticed that little move he does.
Uncle Jeff. They love Uncle Jeff. Love Uncle Jeff. Yep. So that's fun. Davis Mills met the media yesterday. And Davis Mills, you know what? He's Chills Mills. That's what he is. Did you hear him talking about he asked him, you know, what rattles you? And he said, no, nothing. He said, really, nothing. My wife tries to argue with me. And like I don't bite. And she's like, why won't you get mad? And he's like,
well, he must be with somebody toxic.
Well,
I want to have a yelling, screaming fight. Like, if I were him, I'd say, do you know I've been through the Cully era? I was through the Lovey Smith. I'm not going to – I don't rattle easily.
Right.
I've been through Jack Easterby, Bill O'Brien, Lovey Smith. Actually, no. He was not part of Bill O'Brien because he was in the first draft of Nick Caserio. Wait,
he was.
Nick and Billy, were they together? Yeah, Nick and Bill were together. Yeah. So he's been through Bill O'Brien, Nick Caserio, No, hang on a second. Did Bill O'Brien never coached him? Bill O'Brien only coached Deshaun. So, yeah, he didn't have Bill O'Brien. He did have Jack Easterby. So would you rattle easily if you've been through Jack Easterby, Lovey, and David Culley? And no offensive line? Yeah. Would you rattle easily?
You were 6-19, now 7-19, I believe,
I'd be
as a
like,
starter.
This is nothing. This is literally, we're down 19, big deal anyway. I've been through way worse than this. I actually started in 2022. In 2021, I was a starter. I've been through way worse.
Yeah.
David Culley, we had a GM on the headset calling plays and listening to plays. David Culley, we didn't even see him at practice.
Whatever. Stop with this text and stuff. He authored the downfall of Stanford football. He's been through it all.
He was a five-star.
He was the quarterback when Stanford started
the
flip.
He was right next to Trevor Lawrence. Those two.
I know. They showed all the – they showed the high school film, but pictures of them
both.
They
were the two big boys.
Yes. He was the – remember we were having the discussions about how talented Davis Mills was in high school and why he may have had something. Hey, let's not count out Davis Mills. He was a five-star.
Yeah. There's always somebody you want to – I wouldn't count out five-star named Spencer Rattler. There's always one guy in every draft like, I wouldn't count out this former five-star who didn't get it done in college and who lost his job at Oklahoma and then had to leave to South Carolina where they didn't really like him. I wouldn't count out Davis Mills just yet. He was a five-star for a reason. The recruiting services don't miss.
Well,
okay?
Well, he is now a starting quarterback in the NFL, Lance.
That's right.
Well, he and Trevor Lawrence.
And a doctor, apparently.
He and Trevor Lawrence played together as kids. They were, and guess who got the better of that?
Same recruiting class. That's what we were talking
about. Guess who got the better of that?
Trevor did.
No.
Trevor Lawrence as kids?
Who won on Sunday?
Well, you said who got the better of when they were kids. Trevor Lawrence is rolling people in 7-on-7s. That's all that matters.
No, Davis Mills was a beast.
Davis Mills won on Sunday, but
Trevor went to Dabo. Davis had to go to Stanford.
If you get offered by Stanford, you go.
Go. Okay.
Yeah,
it means you're not going to be any good at football.
Yeah, look at what's happened since Davis Mills went to Stanford. They've been.
Yeah. You said he authored the downfall
of Stanford football. When's the last time Stanford? You look at before he started games.
I mean, there is a BA, there is a before Davis and an AD. There's a BD
Mills
and an AD.
Sat for a couple years, and they were 9-4 in 2018. He started the next year. and Stanford hasn't been the same since.
David, who's the coach? Was
David
there?
Shaw.
David Shaw was still there, though.
Right. He was. And David Shaw, great coach. He started Davis Mills, not so great coach.
Davis.
Oh, he's still a great coach.
He didn't look
despite it. Starting Davis Mills.
Hey.
David Shaw likes me.
Why does he like you?
Why?
You know, we just talk football whenever I see him. He comes he comes in and does a little bit of
draft.
Did
you bother him, too?
He loves me. You would be sad to know how many people like me. You would be very sad. Kurt Warner would make you very sad when he walks over and starts talking to me about quarterbacks when he's not arguing with people on Twitter about quarterbacks.
Oh, God.
Because he does that, too.
I think it's all a facade.
He's a nice arguer.
No, they're
you are disliked across the board.
The people love me. Okay, I'm a man of the people. That's why.
Yeah, you are.
Well, self-proclaimed.
We're gonna break right
Did
here.
Did anyone ever go, John's a man of the people?
No,
before he
John,
said it.
Yes. John self-glossed.
That. Yeah, that's a self-proclaimed man of the people.
Everybody says that.
Now it's
Everybody.
Become the most ironic tag in all of society.
Hey, tomorrow, big day.
All right.
Second annual Rattle and Roll Car Show. The North Texas Hill Country's biggest hot rod and classic fall event. It's tomorrow. Check out SEMA cars from star designer Chip Foose. Meet Gas Monkey's Richard Rawlings and John Clay Wolf. And sanctioned by Good Guys Rod and Customs. Show off your ride. All entries welcome. I would think you got to hurry, though. Get to WalnutSpringsRally.com. WalnutSpringsRally.com. Foose, Rawlings, Good Guys, Rod and Customs, all tomorrow in Walnut Springs, Texas. Get there. It's powered by GiveMeTheVIN.com. Sell us your car.
You're listening to John and Lance.
Broadcasting live from the Huntington Bank Studios. Here's John Granato and Lance Zierlein.
Welcome back here on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5. 713-780-3776 is the number. So, I think it was pretty obvious yesterday when CJ didn't practice, when he didn't practice on Wednesday, that he wasn't going to be there. He's not going to be there. He's officially out. He and Jalen Petrie, officially out. I don't know how much it matters. I think Davis is going to be just fine against. I mean, this is a really.
Against the Titans. I don't care if it's David. It's an indictment on Davis Mills if you don't beat the Titans.
Yeah.
I'll just say that.
It's a pretty piss poor
team. Yeah, it is a piss poor team. And so, yeah, you must beat them. And it really is, as we went through everything yesterday, we kind of figured out, look, there's no way CJ's playing because now Howard was full participant yesterday. Titus Howard is back. But Kaimi's out. Kaimi's out. CJ Stroud is out. And Jalen Petrie are all out. Two of those guys, Petrie and Stroud, had concussions. Always best to play it safe if you can, and especially when you have a game against the Titans, which you feel like you can win. And then you've got a short week of preparation a week after. So I expect everyone to be full.
Well, to be clear, the Texans aren't playing it safe. Those guys can't get out on the practice field.
Yeah, no.
This isn't a decision by the Texans.
They can. Also, even if you're cleared by concussion protocol, they can choose to hold them out.
But there's no indication.
But that would change their status on the injury report, and that has not changed.
No, because the injury report is full participation, limited participation.
But they're not practicing. They're not even limited. They're not even out on the field.
Yeah.
Right, that's no participation. So no participation after Friday is an out.
I don't think you're allowed to hold guys when it comes to concussion. Don't they have to just go through the protocol?
They have to disclose it, yes.
Yeah, and they're not at a point where they can. CJ was still experiencing symptoms earlier this week.
Well, you can hold yourself out. They do it in the NBA.
Yeah,
that's Kawhi Leonard is always just trying to play it safe.
Well, listen, not in the NFL. They said if, in fact, his situation changes with the concussion, then they have to disclose that they're just not playing him. They have to disclose that that's their decision.
Well, they can still do that if that becomes the case.
But you have until Sunday.
He has not changed from the concussion.
Right. No. I know. But you have until Sunday if that changes. Today's Friday. You have until Sunday where you can make that designation. Although you've already said he's out, so he's not going to play. So there's really no reason to update anything. But
no.
Well, then should you be afraid then? Should you be worried that this is a long-term issue?
Well, he missed
for
3 weeks the last time.
Was it 3 weeks?
I think I saw
I thought
that.
It was just two.
That he missed. I don't know if there was a bye in between.
Is this a concern then that he's not getting better through the concussion protocol? Well, I mean, if what you guys are saying is true, and that's fine, well, should we be concerned?
Well, we all just, well, not all, but the assumption was, well, he misses the 1 week after because that's typical, and then he'll be back. And he's not back. Jalen Petrie isn't back. So it's not just about CJ. Those are two guys.
Now, Petrie's one of those that, although he plays the position extraordinarily physically in run support, he's a hammerhead. So he's one of those guys you don't want stat concussions. Yeah, I don't know. Maybe you look. They take concussions much more seriously. Players are dying of brain injury. I mean, it is what it is. It's not even a laughing matter. Like guys are literally losing their minds with CTE. It's a real thing. It's happened. It's cost players their lives, and it's cost family members their lives when players have murdered them. So I don't think they take it. They take it extraordinarily seriously. It does lead me to wonder, is this how bad is this for both guys?
So he missed two games in 2023 from a concussion.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, two.
So it wasn't as if the Texans were like, yeah, we'll hold him out. He just didn't get through the protocol in time. I imagine this is the same way. And the hope is...
So he's still showing signs of concussion.
Well, I don't know if that's still the case, but earlier this week, that was reported.
What's the protocol? You have to be showing signs of concussion.
Well, I mean, you do have to show you can aerobic activity, so right, maybe right. He's not at that stage yet. Maybe he's no longer showing signs, but he can't
don't
do aerobic
get dizzy
activity.
And, yeah, I was reading about it. Yeah, you don't get dizzy and you don't, all those things. So it could be a concern.
And we got a short week, so I don't know that there is a guarantee that he's playing against the Bills.
Yeah, maybe you're right. Mm-mm. If it's legitimately, he has not passed yet, then yeah, a short week makes it maybe a little less likely that they play. So we'll see.
He'll be back for Buffalo.
I mean, I think so, but if he doesn't pass
concussion.
Well,
you said you thought so for this game.
Yeah, I did. This guy's in serious trouble. Y'all are telling me that
I'm not saying he's in serious trouble,
you said
but
that he just can't get out of a fog. Dell said he can't.
I'm not saying he's in serious trouble, but what I'm saying is
he's playing against Buffalo. Dell,
there's no,
admit it.
The Texans aren't holding him out.
Listen.
The symptoms are holding him out.
Listen, Dell is on a losing streak. Drake May once again.
Yeah, he was great.
Shows he is NFL MVP.
He's not even the favorite. Cut it out.
He's the second favorite.
So Matt Stafford has a much better.
Drake May is second favorite in the MVP during his career. In his season was a huge underdog.
That's fine. Tua's been a favorite at one point too. See how that works out.
Oh my God, you're putting Tua on him, the worst quarterback in the NFL.
Tua was a league leader in passing. So
I just know
it happens.
Drake May is 23 years old right now, and this dude. Has, listen to these numbers, he averages 8.9 yards per attempt. He's got 20 touchdowns and 5 interceptions, although it was a Travion Henderson. It was just a matter of time until Henderson became Henderson. Like, the worst thing for the league was that Henderson was just kind of held back because he was going to be a nightmare as soon as he got kicked up. And, of course, I've got to play him in fantasy football yesterday, and he's just blasting me with touchdowns. That sucked. But no, Drake May averages 8.9 yards per attempt, 71.9% completion percentage. Now, see, this is what is rare. When you have a yards per attempt of almost 9 and your completion percentage is over 70%, that is extraordinarily rare because the 71%, almost 72% completion percentage, those are for dinker and dunkers and Charlie checkdowns, not for 8.9 yards per attempt. This kid may end up being a problem. I'm just telling you, way more of a problem than people thought. And already is. I mean, already is. The Buffalo Bills are in serious trouble if they think they're winning that division.
Patriots. They're not.
I mean,
they're 9-2 now.
Do you know how bad their roster was? I don't know how the Patriots are doing it.
I don't know what the tiebreakers are. The Bills are 6-3, so the Patriots haven't had their bye yet, and they still have to play each other.
Did the Patriots beat them previously?
Yeah, it was in Buffalo. Yeah. They have to go to New England. But I don't know if the tiebreakers are if they wind up splitting their...
Remember, they're playing last place schedule and the other... Well,
playing a first place schedule.
Were they last or next
to
last?
No, they were last.
Okay, they were worse than the
So the reason, Elliot Wolf has done a hell of a job, mm-hmm. and Mike Vrabel. I mean, the Jared Mayo was not a head coach. Mm-hmm. He just wasn't. And he did not know how to go about it. Mike Vrabel does, and they got some players now.
Mike will coach you too.
Yeah.
You get coached hard. Just think about this. And this is a great, I'll say it and no one's going to care and you'll hear it and you'll think, yeah, that's a good point. And then you won't care when it comes to your own teams because you'll say, this guy's not Mike Vrabel. At some point, there are GMs and there are coaches who are good at their jobs, and you don't like the results that you're getting in a given period, and you say, trying to move on. But the reality is, you're not going to get someone better because this person is really good. You just want your pound of flesh, or you just want a change. The Titans made a change because they just wanted a change, and they are in purgatory, and Mike Vrabel's still a good football coach. Had you hung on to Mike Vrabel, you would have had a much better chance of reascending to the top if you got the personnel stuff right. And you didn't, because you're tired of Mike Vrabel. Like, we need somebody else. We need a breath of fresh air. Sometimes that breath of fresh air, you know, they don't treat – quarterbacks get treated like you can't possibly move on from quarterbacks, because what will we do? Coaches are not looked at the same, and shouldn't be. You know, you can find coaches, but maybe we're finding out it's a lot – maybe like quarterbacks. Think about all the great coaches around the league. Who are the great coaches? I would argue that there's probably fewer great coaches than there are great quarterbacks. I'd say the number's probably the same, but we treat – head coaches like they're just interchangeable and it's no problem. But the reality is, if you go look at it and you roll through everything and you go through a time frame of 10 years, you realize there are some coaches that are really good, and then there's just guys. Just like with quarterbacks. And Tennessee let a good quarterback go. That's basically what they did. They let a really good quarterback in Mike Vrabel leave. And now, guess what? He gets to another team and he has success very, very quickly. You made a mistake. You got tired of him. You went away from him, and now you're literally completely. It's a complete disaster over there in Tennessee. Disaster.
Yeah, they're right there with worst owners in the NFL. They're right there with the Jets and the Giants, as far as worst.
Yeah, Patriots lost two of their first three. They're 1-2, and it looked like same old Patriots. Well, it's going to take a little while. Now they have rolled off, what is it, 8 straight wins. And their wins against Tampa, they are wins against, they won
it's
at
Buffalo.
Buffalo
and Tampa, and that's it.
Yeah, it really is. It's Buffalo and Tampa. The rest of them are, you know, beating Atlanta is okay. You beat them by one. Cleveland stinks. Jets stink. New Orleans stinks. Tennessee stinks.
You know, they stink a lot on that schedule. Yeah. It's part of playing last place schedule.
Carolina. Yeah. You do benefit from
Carolina's
last place
okay.
schedule, but when you face teams, I mean, but you beat New England in New England, and
Buffalo.
I mean, I'm sorry, you beat Tampa in Tampa, and you beat Buffalo at Buffalo. That's real stuff.
Wins. Yep. Yep. You got to win some good ones, too. All right, 713-780-3776. The number, if you want to get in here on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5, 713-780-3776. And let's go. We got the weekend coming up. What do you think about what's going on? Anything you want to talk about from the week? We've got Warehouse Live guy coming up. We've got What Did You Learn This Week on the Show in One Sentence coming up. And we got Lance with Craig the Surf right now.
Yeah, Gulf Coast Chevy Buick GMC. And all you do is go to the website at Gulf Coast Chevrolet Buick GMC. And you'll immediately see the programs they have available right now. And what I want to focus on is the red tag sale they have going on. On select models, 2026 Chevy Silverado 1500 LT Crew Cab with a 5.3-liter engine, 0% financing for well-qualified buyers. $1,500 bonus cash is what they're also giving you, plus $3,000 for Texas residents. Plus, you can get another $1,250 for Costco executive members, or $1,000 for Costco non-executive members, which is, you know, probably you if you're non-executive. I mean, we're talking about $4,000, $4,250, along with 0% financing on one of the coolest trucks that you're going to find. Tremendous interior, handles great, very powerful engine. And if that's not what you're looking for, if you're looking for the Chevy Equinox or maybe the Chevy Trailblazer or electric vehicle, 0% financing available on the red tag vehicles there as well. So much to choose from, and they want you to come in and experience the difference. It maybe you're a GMC Sierra pickup truck. They've got 0% financing on the GMC Sierra 1500 Elevation. And that's a four-wheel drive with Turbo Max engine. So there's so many discounts going on right now in the month of November. It's going to end when it hits December. So make sure that you stop in now or even just start the process by going to Gulf Coast Chevrolet Buick GMC.com on the website, or just head out to Angleton, and my friends are going to take great care of you out in Angleton. Gulf Coast Chevrolet Buick GMC.
We'll go to the website, ProDunk.com, right now. ProDunk.com. And I want to see all of the kids dunking. That's what you see. Okay. You go to the website, and it is, it's incredible. It's just a push of a button, and you raise and lower the goal. It's just the best goal in the history of goals. I mean, it's not even, the kids love it because, look at it, and they lower it to, they're 4, 5, 6, 7, 8 years old, and they're able to go out there and dunk on the goal. You don't think that this is what the kids want? Dad, this is what they want. All right, especially you got younger ones. You put up a 10-foot goal that doesn't raise and lower, they're not going to be out there. They don't care. They're not going to do that. They can't. Okay, they can't reach the goal. They can't get the basketball up to the goal. So put it out there. It's beautiful. I mean, you see how the quality of everything about it. Go to ProDunk.com and see for yourself. You want the best goal in the history of goals, go to ProDunk.com. That's ProDunk.com.
It's John and Lance
on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5.
Live from the Huntington Bank Studios, here's John Granato and Lance Zierlein.
Much to your hatedness, Drake Manning now the favorite for MVP.
You mean before everyone else has played?
Yeah, the favorite. That's all. You said he wasn't the favorite.
Yes, he's also the league leader in yards.
He's the favorite.
Because no one else has played a game besides him and Justin Fields this week.
Yeah, well, Justin Fields could be right up there too.
No, you saw it.
You loved Justin Fields coming out.
That's a lie. I don't think I talked about Justin Fields other than to make fun of Dan Orlovsky.
Feels like how bad you are picking and evaluating quarterbacks. Yeah. Feels like you did.
Yeah. I believe you were one of the people who said Davis Mills was a 5-star.
Yeah.
And were excited about his potential.
I was thrilled with his potential.
Dead on.
Oh, my gosh. You know what? Actually, so I'm looking at this. Who was completed over 70% of their passes and over 8.5 yards per attempt, and only one quarterback. Drew Brees came close. Well, Drew Brees was 70.6% and 8.5 yards per attempt in 2009. Drake May's ahead of him in both those categories. The only one who's actually done it, the only two, Tua at 72.9% and 8.5.
I told you.
Drew Brees at 70.6 and 8.5, and Deshaun Watson at 70.2, and Deshaun Watson completed 70.2% of his passes and 8.9 yards per attempt in 2020, which was the COVID year.
So you've named two guys who have done it, and both guys are mud for different reasons now. So when you get all warm and fuzzy.
Oh, no. Tua didn't count. I made it 12. I made it 12 starts.
12 starts.
I said minimum 12
starts.
Minimum
12 starts, yeah. Okay. Because he got hurt in 2022.
Yeah, well, he gets hurt every year.
He's not hurt this year.
Yeah.
This is 2024.
I think they wish he was.
He did this in 2024, Dale.
Oh, he did it 2024?
Yeah, but he only started.
He didn't start enough games. 11 starts, are a fan of a quarterback who now gets hurt with concussions. I don't know why it's so funny to you, John.
My quarterback
is not playing on Sunday. Why?
My quarterback is, don't worry, he'll be just fine.
Okay.
He'll be just fine.
Okay, so all that.
Who, Nussmeier?
Yeah, is that who you're talking
LSU?
About?
LSU?
All those jokes about.
No, you can't put Nussmeier. How many times have I told you?
He's an LSU not good? Guy. That's
he's,
your quarterback.
He's always your
You're going to have to roll
good.
With him.
How many times have I told you? Not good.
You have to go with him.
I am the,
that's your
the
quarterback
whisperer.
Jordan Jefferson was your guy, too.
Yeah, you have to have LSU quarterbacks are your guys now.
Yeah.
You have to take
Matt Flynn.
No, thank you.
You have to take
Jordan.
You can't just pick and choose like a cafeteria fan.
Oh, he does that all the time, though.
You have to,
no,
if the guy
I can
sucks,
evaluate
you still have
quarterbacks
to,
unlike
go on message
Dell.
Boards.
That's right.
Go on message boards and debate people if you're a true LSU fan.
You said
fan.
On air multiple times, give Davis Mills a chance back in 2021. Yeah, you great evaluator.
Great evaluator.
Well, what were you going to do?
Hey, he's a 5-star. You never know.
In 2021.
We all knew.
Well, it's the same way Saints fans were like, hey, Spencer Rattler is actually showing something.
No.
Yeah, he's showing that he might be a good backup.
No. Well, look at the day that Shuck had. He is special.
Oh, really special. It was his first start ever. It was his second start or first start. So I don't know how many, it's going to be interesting to see how long they give him because he was a second round pick, but it's not like this is a great quarterback draft. So there's going to be some young guys who may end up getting a little longer runway than you think because there's people who are going to punt on this year's quarterback draft. There's a lot of draftable backup types, maybe. Who might be low end starters? You might have some of that.
This was supposed to be a great, and they all suck. Every single one of the guys that were projected.
I'm waiting to see if Drew Aller comes out. Like he's trying to get another year. I'd go get that NIL money for as long as you can.
Hell yeah.
By the way, I had a depressing conversation with the guy who runs the Senior Bowl. He used to work for the Dallas Cowboys. He was the personnel director. He's the general manager at West Virginia. And he told me the stories of what's going on behind the scenes, and it was the most miserable thing, I'm telling you, I have ever heard. Basically, if you're not one of the biggest of the big college teams, if you do your job in the portal and find a guy, he accused one team, at West Virginia, he accused another college football team of as soon as he would offer somebody, this team would offer them. They weren't even doing their work. Once he would offer, because he's a former NFL, longtime NFL evaluator, they would offer as well. And he called them on it, and they said, "We don't know what you're talking about." He said, "I intentionally offered three guys that we had no interest in having at our place as a portal guy, and they offered all three, and they signed all three, and they busted out. All three of them busted out. But he just said, even if you do your job with an evaluation, you don't have the money to compete against them, so you can't possibly. Even if you do your job and you bring in recruits and you develop them, they're going to go away." He said, it's literally a hamster. You're on a hamster wheel. You cannot win if you're a lower level team. Not long term. You can't sustain it unless you have giant pockets. And he said, coaches are going to leave those programs because they know with revenue share now in the mix and NIL combined, you cannot win. Tom Herman told me he had 700,000. He had 700,000 for NIL to try to keep his running back, CJ Campbell. I was asking him about him. He went to Rutgers. He said, "Lance, we were offering $100,000 because I had a $700,000 budget." He goes, to put this in perspective, he said, "You know how much South Florida's budget?" And this is South Florida. This isn't Florida. This isn't Miami. This isn't Florida State. South Florida had $8 million. He said, "I had $700,000. He goes, "Tell me how I can compete ever to bring guys in." Or he said, "It's impossible." Those teams are going to have to go to a different level. Yeah.
Speaking of those things that you're just talking about, word is out that Mike Elko is going to get an extension very shortly.
Mm-hmm.
And Dell's, yes, go! 10 years.
Never.
Let's go.
Lessons never are learned.
Well, do you want to keep him or not?
Sure. But
you want Mike Elko to stay or do you want him to go?
Fine, I guess, but this is the same thing, the same reasoning for the last time they've done it, or the last 8 times they've done it. Do you want to keep them?
You want to keep them or not?
They're giving them another extension. It is what it is.
All right, sure.
Yeah. I mean, it's not my money. You can pay out what you want to pay out.
The pass didn't teach them anything, huh?
Nope. They can't. I had dinner with somebody who's a big LSU guy. I'm Matt Harkrider, who's a longtime listener. And he listens religiously, and we were talking about, he's an LSU guy, and we were just kind of talking about that. He said, Scott Wilbert actually made some really good hires. He hired Kim Mulkey. He got the baseball coach. He did some good things. But, and I was like, yeah, but if you screw the football one up, you're done. And all he would do is just do a 10-year deal. I mean, it's the laziest thing in the world is just doing a 10-year deal. And I've had this conversation with Josh Pate before. At some point, you have to, like, it's the Astros. We really are looking at this with the Astros, John. The Astros model is we are confident. Now, this is with their players. Their Astros models are we are confident that we will be able to find other players, and we're not going to give them something beyond the value of what we believe
it should
be.
Well, that was true when you had Jeff Leno, who was an unbelievable evaluator.
Mm-hmm.
And there was a run of
player control.
Who was the guy down in South America that was finding all these guys? You don't have that anymore. So that you don't have that same pipeline that you used to have of talent, there's a reason for it, because you don't have those same evaluators right now. Now you got to pay. Now you're gonna they went out and got Christian Walker. They went and traded for Pared. They're not bringing guys up the same way that they used to. Now they also had the benefit of drafting first and second overall that they don't have anymore, which is a problem. I mean, that's tough. But Jeff Luneau was unbelievable. Unbelievable as far as an evaluator goes. And a developer. Mm-hmm. He set up a system of developing talent that, you know, the Astros. It's hard to. The Astros are tough because they still bring up guys that contribute at the highest level. I mean, all of the guys that they ran 60 guys through their system last year. Mm-hmm. 60 guys.
But
I mean, how in the world are you competing and one day you're one win away from being in the postseason?
It's true, but the Aggies shouldn't none of these teams should let it. I mean, if the NCAA could step in, if the NCAA could step in and do a lot of stuff, they could really create a little bit more parity, which would be good for college football. It's always good when there's a little bit more parity in sports, but there's not, and it's drifting away, and I'm really shocked at how much this is becoming the Premier League.
This is not any different than FAU could never compete with Alabama South Florida having that kind of money, but now South Florida's got a better program than FAU, and has forever.
Yeah, that's great, but I mean, now you have schools that have really no chance of sustainable success. Because you lose all your guys. And this guy who drew Fabianich, who was over at West Virginia, he wrote up, how about this? He wrote into his contracts, because I found some interesting things out. You can actually write some really good contracts. Like, you have freedom in your wording. He wrote contracts that if he does a 2-year NIL deal with the player and the player ends up going somewhere else after the first year, there is a $300,000 buyback, or either the player has to give back his money or there's a $300,000 buyback from the university that signs him. Like I said, is that enforceable? He goes, yeah. He goes, you know why? You think a Florida State or somebody like that's going to take us to court over $300,000? He goes, they're not going to, because it's bad. It's a bad look for them and it's not worth the hassle for them. They just pay it. And I'm thinking that should every team should have
everything
that in the contracts.
All right, we got a break. 713-780-3776. If you want to get in here, what about a little M&J? We need some of that.
Well, M&J, so they are, what M&J specializes in is they are electrical suppliers. And it goes a little deeper than that. But if you are a contractor, we have a lot of contractors who work on sites, and we have general contractors, we have electrical contractors, we have contractors. Sometimes we have people who own buildings or run the different buildings. And I'm talking to all of you. If you've ever wondered where you can buy and sell and get removal of electrical equipment, most of you who do this already know, but if you don't, it's going to be M&J Electrical Supply. They are huge here in the city of Houston, and they will buy used equipment. They refurbish it into excellent working condition and they sell it with a 1-year warranty. That can save you up to 50 to 60% on your job and dramatically shorten the lead and improve your profits. But they also can come in and professionally take out all the old electrical equipment. I'm talking about circuit breakers, heater elements, transformers, disconnects, switch gear, fuses, all that. They can come take it out for you, and then they will pay you good money for this electrical equipment. If you go scrap it, you're going to make pennies on the dollar. If you sell it to M&J and you let them take it out themselves so they make sure it's done the right way, you're going to make substantially more money. So make sure, if I'm talking to you and you said, hey, that's me, make sure that you give them a call so that you can start making more money on your and eliminating your lead times, either buying or selling with M&J Electrical Supplies. They are waiting for you. Give them a call today at 713-699-5055. That's 713-699-5055. That's M&J Electrical Supply.
You're listening to John and Lance.
Broadcasting live from the Huntington Bank Studios. Here's John Granato and Lance Zierlein.
Did y'all see that Kelvin Sampson did it again? apparently they've got another commit, like a 7-footer from Iowa. His name is Arafan Diane. It's spelled D-I-A-N-E. I don't know how it might be Dion. He's a center, Iowa product. He chose Kelvin Sampson over Kentucky, Indiana, and Arkansas. He's the best center in the class of 2026. And he chooses University of Houston. Now, Kelvin's got a little bit of money. Kelvin does. It's not like they're not paying the guys. But he's picking up guys. And listen, and he said it. If money's their you know, biggest motivator, we don't want them. We don't want them here. But picking up another this guy's a 4-star recruit and the number one center. Another guy, after now he's got Cenac and McCarty, and I mean, it's just ridiculous how good this guy is, how good Kelvin Sampson is. Just ridiculous. So this program, I'm hoping, you know, it rarely works. Does it ever work? When the son takes over from the father?
No, it never works. Very rare.
I'm hoping that maybe that'll change. I don't know how long Kelvin wants to keep on going, but it's certainly going to be Kellen's program when he's done. And, you know, whether or not he can, I don't know how anybody could sustain what Kelvin Sampson is doing. I don't know how anybody could.
Mm-mm.
He's unbelievable.
Well, you know, it's kind of like John Thompson had that run in the 80s was sustainable because he had certain guys he liked. Mm-hmm. He had certain types of players. No joke intended there. He had certain types of players that he really liked. And you had to have a mentality. I mean, it's kind of similar. You had to be extremely tough. You had to play defense. And it couldn't be about the individual. And that included Patrick Ewing, who was he was considered a blue chipper back then. They didn't have stars. So Patrick Ewing was a blue chipper. He was the recruit in the nation.
Mm-hmm.
Well, Kelvin Sampson's starting to get some of those types of the recruits, but he's not like John Thompson. He's not sacrificing his standard for it. So it's actually, you know, we've seen this before in college basketball, but only a certain type of coach can do this. I mean, the other guys like John Calipari model and Rick Pitino and those guys, that's just like, hey, get the very best players that you possibly can, and they'll just cycle out every year. And we have to just, every year we're recruiting six new players every year. Kelvin Sampson doesn't do that. Up to this point, he's had one guy leave after a year out of high school, just one guy. Now, that could change after this year, but just watching those guys, I don't know if I get the sense that Cenac is going to be gone after a year.
Well, Kingston Flemings
he looks pretty damn good
so far.
He's
already drawn pro interest.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, 3 games in, he's incredible.
I'd stay
he's
3 years really if I were good. Him.
Yeah.
I'd stay years if I were all the Cougars.
Wait, I'll tell you who Kelvin Sampson needs to go get is this Audie Crooks. I mean, you want to talk about one of the best players in the country. 43 against Valparaiso. 21, 29, 20. Incredible. Have you seen Audie Crooks?
Mm-mm.
She is at Iowa State.
Mm-hmm.
And she is, you would know her as soon as you saw her.
Why?
She's unstoppable.
Why would I know her?
I don't, you probably have seen video of her.
I saw the girl from Notre Dame that had 44 and 16 steals the other day. Did you see her?
Hannah Hidalgo? Steals, yeah. 16 steals.
16 steals, and she can ball. 16 steals and 44 points.
Yeah.
And they beat Oakland also. So Oakland has now lost to Purdue, Houston, Michigan, and Notre Dame women's team.
And Notre Dame's women?
No, Oakland did not lose to them too. But Oakland's men's team. But no, she had 44 points, 16 steals. Like anyone who tried to drive by her, she'd just jump off her assignment and just snatch the ball out of their hands and then race the other way and lay it up.
16 steals. That's incredible.
Yeah.
Well, go look up Audie Crooks.
Okay.
Audie Crooks.
How am I spelling her first name?
Yeah. A-U-D, like Audie, like the car.
Okay.
Audi. Audie Crooks.
Ooh, yeah. Now I see why you wanted me to look her up.
Yep. She's
okay.
She's,
no, now she's, I see. You were spending a lot of time. You need to go look her up. And I was like, John really wants me to go see this person. Now yes. I see why.
I mean, she's unstoppable, dude. No, I've been, she's I a mean, tank. I don't know why she's on my timeline every
43
game.
Points in 20 minutes.
Yeah. I don't know why she's on my
and
timeline.
And she was sick, by the game. Way. They said she had the flu.
Oh, my God.
That's she's on lot. Your you wonder why she's on
she
your
had a
timeline.
Lot of phlegm.
It's because she's like 280 pounds.
Yes.
And unstoppable.
Unstoppable.
73% from the field.
She's unstoppable, I'm telling you. I mean, she'll back you down.
Is this a
you
thing?
Said the low post game is dead?
Yeah, apparently not.
You couldn't have been more
wrong.
I mean,
she averaged for people who follow women's basketball, I'm sure she's not a surprise because she averaged 23 a game last year. And then she averaged 19.2 the year before. How many rebounds? Ooh, that's a low number for a girl that size.
No, she's...
She's probably not a fast leaper.
No, she's not. She doesn't have that
She's got that
quick
sweet
twitch.
Fadeaway game. Like, she's got some moves.
Yeah, she's too...
She's got some tractor trailer in her.
Yeah.
Yeah, in the post. Now, she is... She looks a little gassed.
Well, she's got... Yeah, she's bringing it. I mean, she's bringing the she's bringing
not from the top of the key. Bang.
Bang, bang. Who's on hold, Dell? Jeff, let's get him in here. Hey, Jeff.
Morning, guys. How are you?
Good.
Hey, I just wanted to mention, we're playing Tennessee this week. We talk about CJ and David Mills. I know I mentioned last time how Mills had a good quarter and a half. A lot of times, I think personally, it's about what you got going on in your life, you know, how you're feeling coming into the game and confidence, whatnot. I really think he's going to have a big game this week. I'm not saying he's better than CJ, but I've seen CJ throw 10 feet over a receiver's head. I've seen CJ run out of bounds and he threw the ball away. I've seen him throw behind receivers. You know, I think it's about confidence. I think Mills is going to have a big game this year. I mean, this week. And I think he's a little bit better than you guys would give him credit for. Maybe I'm reading y'all wrong, but like John says, you never know. I think he's going to start playing much better than we give him credit for. Just my opinion.
Davis is going to start playing better, or is he going to play better, or CJ's going to be better?
I think he has some doubts about. I would say all those things you said you've seen with CJ, you've seen with Davis too.
Yeah.
There is no quarterback controversy. One guy is. To me, clearly better than the other guy, but that's okay. It's not what this is about. This is about having a good backup who can win games for you when he comes in. That's one element. And the other element is a separate element of, and you bring up a good, like, you bring up a fair point. You know, some of it is tied to just your confidence level. A lot of this is actually tied to your confidence level because we see CJ gain confidence inside of a single game. We've seen plays that somehow seem to flip a switch in him. Which I don't see that with quarterbacks very often, but we've seen it multiple times where CJ just kind of like, hey, I'm feeling it today. Against San Francisco 49ers, CJ was great. He was, you know, we're kind of forgetting that in one of the games he just played, he actually was awesome. He had over 300 yards receiving or throwing, three touchdowns. CJ was really good in that game.
Yeah. All right, we got a break. Thanks, Jeff. We appreciate it. I want to say Charlie's watching right now. She's potty training. The no pants method. That's a dangerous thing my daughter's doing right now. That's dangerous, okay? Got to live in the bathroom. Got to live in the bathroom. But, Lance, you got to talk a little Taqueria Sarandas.
Well, I'm talking about breakfast right now. I'm speaking to you when you're driving in. And if you need breakfast, Taqueria Sarandas says, come on in. We'll make it really quick. You can actually, when you're at a stoplight, go to your maps and hit in Taqueria Sarandas. Find where it's nearest to you. If you want, you'll hit the little phone number. They'll have the phone number on it for you. And you can call ahead and order your breakfast tacos. I highly recommend the chorizo and eggs. I like to add cheese in there. Do it with cheese for me personally. Their bacon, egg, and cheese is awesome. Their potato, beans, and eggs are awesome as well. Whatever combination you're looking for, they can put together for you. Order. They're not the biggest ones, so order two for yourself. If you want to go three, you can go three. If you want to get some for the entire office, we had an intern bring in, you know, donuts, like breakfast tacos from Taqueria Sarandas would have been preferable, but I still love the effort. I love the effort, and it's exciting when someone brings food in. Be that person that creates excitement in your office when you bring in a bag of tacos this morning from Taqueria Serrandas. For your breakfast, for your lunch, for your dinner, anytime. Watch your favorite games, drinking a beer and a margarita, and having authentic Mexican food at very reasonable prices. That could be you sitting up there watching basketball tonight at the bar and eating great food. It's Taqueria Serrandas, locations all over the city of Houston. And don't forget to order your tamales early on for the holiday parties.
At Ability Chiropractic, we believe every child deserves to grow up healthy, strong, and connected to the incredible power within their own body. From infants to adults, our doctors specialize in purposeful chiropractic care that restores balance between the brain and body, helping you and your family live and heal the way you were designed to, naturally. Families across Columbus are choosing to build lifelong wellness from the start. Discover what true health feels like at Ability Chiropractic. Schedule your visit today at abilitychiro.com.
This holiday season, reach for the one butter that never disappoints. Kerrygold. Made with milk from grass-fed cows on Irish family farms, it's rich, creamy, and perfect for baking. Whether browning butter for cookies or crafting the flakiest pie crust, Kerrygold's high butterfat content makes all the difference in flavor and texture. Holiday treats will taste extraordinary.